ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Near Shore Radio. My name is John Sievertson. Today we'll be observing the poem written by Francis Scott Key on the 14th of September, 1814. As many of us know, the Star Spangled Banner initially put to the tune of an English drinking song.
On in heaven where he sat in full glee, a few sons of harmony set a petit sea on, and the rockets red flare, the buffers singing there, with Bacchus's wine.
Well, it's not to an English drinking song, but I can't think of any better star-spangled banger than the good old American Bob Seger and rock and roll.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them.
Francis Scott Key wrote the poem that would become the Star-Spangled Banner on the 14th of September. He was not a poet, nor was he a professional songwriter. Rather, he was a lawyer. Yeah, Francis Scott Key, the poet guy, he was a lawyer. So in a way, he really did have a real job.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob.
Many of us know that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner poem on the 14th of September. After watching the bombardment of Fort McHenry, you can imagine that the occupants of said fort during the bombardment that inspired the poem, well, those soldiers inside Fort McHenry, they had a real Bloody Mary morning.
Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning, baby, left me without warning sometime in the night.
Couldn't put it any better than Waylon Jennings in that I've always been crazy before. From the studios of Near Shore Radio, this is John Sievertson saying, thanks for listening.